Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished today mixed as we end the month of April and begin the month of May. Wheat futures were strong. Kansas City led the way, closing up 10 cents in July at 8.12.5. And then you had Chicago wheat up as well, but not quite as strong. Closed at 7.21.5, up 5 cents. Now, beans were down a little bit here in July. July beans down 4.5 at 15.12, and then corn down 2 to 3 cents. The big story really is wheat futures. As we enter the month of May, we get into harvest time here in the southern plains for wheat. Now, we have the second day of the Kansas wheat tour going on right now. The results from yesterday weren't very rosy. The average bushels per acre, the average yield was 34.7 bushels per acre. Last year, we were at 43.8, and the five-year average is also 43.8. And now, the results from yesterday's tally were the lowest since 2001, and most of it was not due to the late freeze we saw, but more due to the ongoing dry weather here that we've seen over the past few years cutting into yields. Of course, the final results will be released tomorrow afternoon, and at this point, just by judging off what the futures market's doing, it tells me that it's probably going to be positive.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Ethanol production this morning showed a brief decrease in production for the week, but the overall ending stocks were higher, about the highest point we've seen over the last year. And then profit margins were down a little bit, about half of what they were a week ago at $2 a bushel for Iowa. The other thing is this week or starting tomorrow, we'll see the new variable price limits for the grain contracts. A corn limit is 35 cents. Soybeans are $1. Chicago wheat futures 45 cents. And then Kansas City wheat's 50 cents. So it's only changed for the grains. Now, the options will not have limits where in the past they have. They will not have limits as of tomorrow. So a little bit of a game changer there in terms of limits and the way that those are taken care of. Tomorrow, we have not only that, but we also have weekly export bookings. We're looking for about 50 to 125,000 metric tons of old crop beans. We're a 300 to 400 new crop. Corn, anywhere from 650 to 800,000 metric tons. And then wheat, anywhere from 350,000 to 500,000. Forecast here over the short term for the Midwest is calling for a little bit more rainfall, which will slow down planting. But at this point, we're not really worried about that just yet.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 30 cents at 148.50. May feeders were up 62 at 181.20. And May lean hogs were down $2.60 at 117.67. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 12.5 cents at 809.75. Chicago May corn down 1.75 at 514 even. May soybeans were up 6.75 cents at 15.30 3/4. And May cotton was off 12 points at 94.14. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.